Hi, I'm looking for Michael.
Speaking.
Oh, very good. Michael, my name is Daniel. I'm calling you back from Notebook Writing. I hope I'm not being intrusive at the moment.
No, that's fine. Okay, I've recently published a book called Shrink Talk, and I realize I probably need some help in marketing the book. It sounds like you do things like that.
I did review the book. You actually gave us the link earlier as well. If I'm not wrong, it's the same book as Shrink Talk PTSD, Reflections and Writing of...
No, Shrink Talk PTSD? No, that's not that.
Oh, sorry, that's the title. That's on the cover page. Your title goes like Shrink Talk, Reflections and Writing, that was published back in August 30th, 2021.
Right. So, I've published the book, but I really realize I don't know how to market the book, so I thought I probably need to discuss that with somebody.
Sure. We'll be glad to assist you, and I'll give you the routes as one of the platforms where you can actually publish the book, and you'll be getting good results on this.
Well, I published it already. It's published on Amazon.
Okay. In reference to this book, when you say it's published and you've got, What is the result so far? I mean, you've published it back in 2021, so how many copies have you sold?
Not very good. The sales have really been poor, but I realize I didn't work out a marketing plan. I wasn't very smart about that. So I've gotten great reviews that I've put on the website for the book and also on Amazon, but I really am not promoting the book.
Okay, that makes sense. And you said you have a website as well, so is that a website under the book's name? I mean, is it an author website?
Yeah, it's called shrinktalkbook.com.
Okay, let me just pull that up. Let me just have a look at it, if you don't mind. shrinktalkbook.com. And I think I see one, yes. Contact shrinktalk home. Okay, doctor, this seems something that we can really work on, right? And you have your book available on your own website. So do you mind me asking, how are you taking care of the deliveries when you're actually selling it at your own? And do you have copies printed out already, or how are you working
on this? Amazon handles everything.
So you've integrated the page with Amazon?
Yeah, in other words, you order it through Amazon, and they send it to you.
You click on it, and basically the person lands on your Amazon order page, and you'll be able to order it from there.
If you go to Amazon and just type in books and then type in the title of the book, you got it.
No, I mean to say that one is from the website. So if they click on buy the book, they land on Amazon, your order page of the book. It's integrated with Amazon.
That's right. In other words, Amazon sends the book and prints the book, and they print it and send it.
I
may not have done the right thing, but that's what I did.
No, you did the right thing. This is how it works. When you talk on print on demand, you integrate your books with multiple platforms like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, and then they print the book and deliver it to the client.
I didn't do anything with anybody else but Amazon.
You know what
What I really would like to do, I realize it's a complicated field, and it's not my field. I would like to make an arrangement with somebody probably like yourself on a contingency basis, like you get one quarter of the royalties or something like that, and promote the book and through all the things that you know about and share in the royalties.
Technically how we work over here, doctor, is that we charge for our services, and then we actually let you keep the royalties, all right? Because we believe in one thing, that the book is your property. And when it's your property, 100% royalty should go to the...
You wouldn't consider working in a contingency way.
There are two ways. There are two reasons for that.
You're fading. I'm sorry. Are you fading?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
I was saying there is one more reason for that as well. All right. The reason is that in case, for example, if I'm marketing your book, all right, and if I'm marketing the book for 3 months, so you'll be paying to us for 3 months, right? But if I'm keeping percentage over your royalties, so eventually I can, this is an ongoing process. That means you'll be paying to me, or I'll be keeping the money for lifetime until it's selling. All right. This is what literary agents do. All right. That they help you sell the book, but then they keep your royalties for lifetime. All right, in that case, they don't actually let you handle the royalties. They handle the royalties from them and for their end, and then they give you a share out of it, in which you actually go in loss. So that is the reason we go ahead and tell you that you keep the royalties and we charge for the services upfront. So after 3 months, once we are done with it, all right, everything goes to you. And then in case if you want to rehire us and you want to upgrade your package and maybe increase it from 3 months to 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, this is available. Like normally people do that. They actually go ahead and pay in for marketing. Once they see results coming in, all right, they take that money and they roll it again. They extend the marketing term for 3 months or 6 months more, and they keep on extending.
I'm afraid to ask, what does it cost to do it for 3 months?
Our minimum organic package for book marketing for 3 months is for $1,500. And if you talk about paid marketing, that is on social media, email marketing, SMS marketing, promotions through article, blogs, and press release, that is for $2,500 for 3 months.
And what's the first one, for 415?
For the four, that's organic marketing. That means we would go ahead and write press releases for you. All right, that's only once a week. All right, we'll go ahead and post them for you. We would do organic marketing for you. That means on social media, we would create your accounts on Facebook, on Instagram, integrate that with your Amazon page like you did with the website. And
well,
accordingly,
when you say Facebook, do you mean my Facebook account?
Like make a page of your book. That would
yeah,
be integrated
like, for instance,
with your personal account.
I don't have a lot of followers on FaceTime. So
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. You will be the admin of that page, all right, but we will create a page of your book on the social media platforms.
How many people will see it?
Well, when it will be marketed, of course, people would see it. This is what marketing means. We would create different posts. We would create different banners for that, write creative content for you, and then post
but
them for the next 3 months.
Where do you put these banners and advertisements and things?
On social media, my friend.
Okay, I'm an older guy, so I'm not like an expert.
Mm-hmm.
So, like.
Okay, let me guide you. One is your social media account, all right? You have a Facebook account under your name, Dr. Michael.
Yeah, but
okay?
If you go on my Facebook account, I hardly have any people on it.
Sir. Hear me out. Okay. You have your account, personal account. That is separate, okay? That has nothing to do with the book, okay? Now, here we are talking about creating a page of your book. A page which will be the title of the book. That would say about the book, okay? Then we would write different posts according to that book, and we would post it on social media. For example, if you're posting something from your own personal account, only your friends will be able to see that. But if I'm posting something on groups or if I'm posting something on different, you can say, pages, all right, then everyone on that page, which is following that page, will be able to see that. So first, our job would be to increase that followers, all right, by multiple posting because there are thirsty readers out there looking for a new book on social media, okay? They will follow the page. You being the author will be the admin of that page. Your Facebook personal account is a separate thing. Facebook page that we would create for the book will be a separate thing. It's possible that you might have maybe 20, 30, 50, you know, friends on your Facebook account. But it's possible at the same time you have maybe 100 million likes or reviews on your book page.
But I don't have... See, the thing is... I've basically sent a free copy to all my friends and colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any followers that I need. I need new people that I don't know to get interested in the book.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, sir. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm not able to clear my concepts over here, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. All right. When you talk about boosting a post, all right. It's not that only your friend will be able to see it or people who are following you will be able to see it. When we put it on the page, people who are following the complete page, that means if 100,000 people are following a group or a page, everyone will be able to see it. And when they follow that specific book page, then every time when you post anything from that page, everyone that is following that page will be able to see that feedback, will be able to see that updates.
Please leave your message for...
Do I make sense?
Right. I hear what you're saying. I obviously don't have a good...
It does not mean that you need to have multiple number of people you know, friends on your Facebook account. As I said, your personal account is different, all right? Your page that we would create for you on Facebook will be integrated with your personal account. You will be the admin of that page. But it does not mean that your friends will be only, you know, will be the only person they, you know, will be able to see the post.
And the page that you create would have information on how to order the book. Is that right?
Yes, it will be integrated with Amazon, the same way you did with your website. If someone clicks on it, they land on Amazon, on your order page, and then they're able to order the book from there.
How many people will see the page that you create?
We would have to increase the followers, all right? This is what marketing does. Gradually, slowly, your followers would increase, all right, on the page. First, there will be 500 followers.
How do you get 500 followers?
You have to boost your post in multiple groups, all right? On Facebook, there are groups, all right, in which there are a lot of readers out there looking for new books, all right? So if I post something, we do that. This is what you're paying us for. We do that.
So for $400, you will get me exposure for the
there
book,
you
the
go.
Book, you think?
Yes,
you
sir.
Think I could sell 40 copies of the book with
approximately, if I give you a calculation, see, marketing works on analysis. I can give you an estimation or maybe an assumption of what you could sell, okay? Just an idea. For example, if I'm getting you 1,000 people on your page, that means 1,000 people won't order the book. 1,000 people are there to read what you have to sell, what, you know, you have to say about the book, all right? Out of maybe 1,000 people, 70% of that reads will, you know, take interest in your book, all right, and would like to order the book. So if 70% of those people buy the book, you're in profit.
Right. All I need is 40 people to buy the book to break even for your marketing.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
This is how it is. You're correct. And after this, after 3 months marketing, you would still see sales coming in. But eventually, you won't be paying to us because we would end the job in 3 months marketing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
So that's why we can go see you.
I would hire you again of course I would hire you if I was selling, because basically I'm no longer selling any books.
There you go. This is exactly what I said earlier, that I've got clients over here, they then go ahead and upgrade their packages, all right? Instead of 3 months marketing, they upgrade their packages to 6 months marketing for annual marketing because they see results coming in.
Why don't you want to do it on contingency for 3 months? In other words, I'll give you one-third of the royalties.
But again, this is for lifetime, right? For example, if I did marketing today, all right, and if I'm, you know, you're selling books after 3 months, all right, so you would still have to pay me. Or if someone is coming to your book from word-to-mouth marketing, from, for example, your friends are coming in to buy the book, I would still count that in the marketing lead, right? So why would you pay to me for lifetime? In percentage basis, you will pay to me lifetime, right?
I understand what you're saying, and again, I apologize for if I'm naive, but I am just so discouraged.
Let me guide you. No issues. Let me give you both the routes, what you're talking about and what I'm talking about, okay? You're talking about hiring a literary agent, all right? Which means that you're talking about hiring a person who takes care of your sales. He does all the investments for you. He does everything for you. And then, you know, takes a certain percentage of your royalties and gives you the remaining, correct?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the person charges you royalties for lifetime, all right? He would sign the contract with you for royalties for lifetime. Because technically, if I'm taking care of the marketing, if I'm bringing you exposure, and if you're getting sales from that exposure, then eventually I own that right. I own that sale, right? Or I own a certain percentage of that sale. Here, what I'm talking about is we charge you for marketing services. We don't keep that money, all right? We don't want you to pay us for lifetime. So we charge you for 3 months marketing.
No, I understand the difference, except I just...
Now, the worst part is that why we don't do that? Because we, being authors, I'm an author myself, all right? So I know the pain that if someone is doing marketing for just 1 month and is keeping my money for the next 10 years, that does not make sense to me because I'm an author myself. I have written the book. This is my idea. I did the illustrations for the book. I did the hard part of publishing it. So why should I share my, you know, royalties with someone else just because he brought some awareness to the book. All right,
because
so this
right
is...
Now I'm getting, right now I'm getting zilch.
Exactly,
you know,
and if you keep on getting that, you keep on upgrading the package. So isn't that beneficial for me that I can show you sales and then, you know, keep on asking you to upgrade it back and forth? And for you, if you're an author yourself and you're seeing sales coming in, of course you'll never mind upgrading it as well.
Can you look at the book or look at the, you know, about it and give me some feedback if you think it really has potential to make the $400 that I give you back? That's right now. If I made 500, if I gave you four and I made, if I made 450, it would be a profit. In other words, I'm just, I just feel that I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, since you want to talk on return of investments, right, you want to talk on sales, that what could be your potential sales or how you would get your money back, right, in, if you're investing in this. Is that your concern?
Right.
Right. Can I give you an example on this, all right? And if you have a calculator and a piece of paper and a pen, you can grab it out so you can understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, here with our marketing, as I told you earlier, all right, let's do some maths over here. Let's see if you're in profit or not, okay? Just small maths, okay. So first of all, we can go ahead and see that your book is on ebook, you have $0, and on paperback, the cost is $23.99. Hold on, let me just recheck again. Yes, it's $23.99. That means you're selling the paperback for $24 approximately, right? Now, my job will be to bring in reads, to bring in people to your website, to your book, okay? Now, for example, I get you 1,000 readers on your website in the next 30 months, okay? Now, of course, all that 1,000 people won't be there to buy the book, okay? Within the genre of your book, looking at what your book is all about, I can expect you will convert at least 70% of those people into sales. Worst case scenario, you even convert
70%, isn't that
700
isn't
people
that,
I'm talking about.
You really?
Yes.
Indeed. Why do you say that?
But because this is the genre. In your genre, according to our marketing tactics and according to our analysis that we have been doing from the last 12 years, we feel that minimum you would sell 70%. Worst case scenario, if you will sell 50% of those people your book, so you're still in profit.
If I sell 100 books, I break even with you, right?
Exactly. And I'm talking about at least 500 people. So 500 by $24, that means $12,000. I'm asking you to pay $2,500 for 3 months marketing.
Well, I would start off with just the $400.
That's not effective. In organic marketing, you cannot expect sales to come in with disaster. You cannot see massive sales coming in. However, in paid marketing or in marketing through press releases, through
blogs.
I thought
you
have a $400
package. I thought you have a $400 package.
Sir, I have a package, but that's organic marketing. You cannot get results, so massive results in organic marketing that easily, all right? You would have to boost your post. You would have to boost what you're writing, all right, in order for, you know, new people to read it as well. For this, you would have to invest on this. This is why the other package,
why
the basic one,
smaller,
stepped in.
Why wouldn't I get a smaller, if I did the $400 package, why wouldn't I get a smaller return? All I would want is 40 books. If I did the $400 package and I got 40 books,
So you mean to say as soon as we sell 40 books, we should pause the marketing right then and there?
If I sold 40 books, I'd then give you the $2,100.
For example,
for
that's...
Package.
This is exactly what I'm trying to say, that if you're signing up for 3 months marketing in 15 days or in 20 days or in 30 days, for example, you sold 40 books. So that means I should pause the marketing.
No, I would then, at that point, once I sold the 40 books, I would then have confidence in your program and I would give you the $2,100.
But marketing does not go like this way that, you know, for bringing in confidence, we can do just push the post or just do organic marketing just so that we can bring in some results. For paid marketing, for boosting the post to get in massive sales, you would have to write about your book everywhere. On just writing on social media won't get you sales. You would have to write press releases about your book. You would have to write blogs about your book. Well, you have to write articles about your book and then publish them on relevant websites as well. So who would actually go ahead and do that?
No, I So the $400 deal is really nothing to, is really not worth it.
$400 deals for those people who are published authors themselves. They have, you know, fan followings available. They have readers available. They just need boost with their post. But they just need boost with what they're doing on social media. They just need people to handle their social media. That's it for 3 months. And that this is what they actually sign up for.
Yeah.
Because they already have a crowd lined up. You're talking about bringing a new crowd to you, new people to you, new readers to you.
But that's going to cost me $2,100. Is that what you're
$2,500 for 3 months.
$2,500, yeah.
For 3 months.
I just
minimum.
Don't have the and thank you for the time that you're spending with me, but I just don't have the confidence. I've put so much money into the book to have it edited and get it all set up.
Well, being
I just
a marketing...
I just don't have the confidence.
I can understand, sir.
You know,
sir, when I was an author, when I wrote my first book, all right, I was maybe under the same impression where you're coming from, all right? But I have confidence on my marketing team that they would bring in results to you, all right? But from the basic package, it's not possible to bring in that massive results what you're expecting. For this, you will have to upgrade your package and go ahead with the $2,500 one. $1,500 one won't bring in that results what you're looking for. It might sell just 10, 15 copies, and that's it. So if you're okay with selling 10, 15 copies, you can go ahead with just $1,500 package.
Well, why would I give you $1,500 to make 150? Obviously, I wouldn't do that.
There you
all
go,
right.
Sir.
So
from one point of view, you're talking about... From one point of view, you are...
I understand what you're saying. I just don't have the confidence to feel that it's going to happen. You know, I realize that, you know, you're a salesperson and you're trying to sell me the book and you've taken the time to talk to me, but I just am kind of discouraged about the fact that I have good reviews and people say how great the book is, but it just doesn't sell anybody. And I just, putting another couple of $1,000s into the book, I just feel...
Well, if you would actually just think in that manner that your book does not hold any potential and you won't make any sales, see, if you won't be confident on your book, all right, no one in this world will
be
able to help you.
How can I be confident? I mean, I don't have any feedback.
Well, I'm able to. Well, I'm committing you something, all right, that I can get you a number of sales, all right? But
you're not committing, you're just saying it. If you commit to it, all I'm saying is if you're selling me for something for $2,500, if you guarantee me I'll have 250 book sales, I'll do it in a second. But you can't commit. You can't guarantee that. You can't.
Indeed. I cannot guarantee 250 sales. I mean, of course. Okay. I am telling you a realistic number, which is doable. All right. You're talking about something like, for example, it is your property, and you're telling me that I should give you guarantees. I can give you assumptions that according to our marketing analysis, according to our team, what we have been doing in this genre earlier, this was the result that we did for others. But others did trust us, all right? If you do not have any confidence on your own book, no one will be able to help
you
out, sir.
I appreciate that, and I guess I don't have the confidence because the sales have really not done anything, and I don't know you, and I realize you're a businessman, and you're trying to do what you need to do, and I have to figure out how to do it. I just don't feel like throwing $2,500 into something that I really don't know and have no reason to feel it would work. That's why I said if you really had confidence, you should take it in contingency, and you could make more money than the $2,500. If you really believe that I would make the $2,500 or more, well, let's make a deal where you can get twice as much money.
See, I'm not here. You're not understanding the point that, you know, literary agents are there to rip an author off. Okay, but an author always thinks that literary agent is the right person because he's putting in all the money on behalf of him. All right. Eventually, he's making money out of your own property. You're the author of the book.
I'm willing to share with a literary agent. Maybe I should look for a literary. Can you recommend a good literary agent?
They would actually charge minimum $8,000 to $10,000. All right. I can recommend
some. I thought you said they would work on a contingency.
Well, initial payments. Tell me one thing, sir. Why Barnes & Noble would invest on your book? Or why any other publisher would invest on your book? They would ask you to bring in at least 500 to 700 copies. Why the literary agent would pay the money on behalf of you? He would ask you to pay the initial payments. And when he makes money out of it, he would actually give you that back. So no one's there to go and invest on your own book. You would have to invest on your book.
Okay. Well, I appreciate everything that you've told me. And I'm
See, they would actually tell you, come up with 500 copies. One copy is costing you at least $24 on Amazon. Okay, so 500 copies means you're talking about $12,000. So why would Barnes & Noble put down...
No, it costs me $10.
Okay, let's say $10. Okay, 500 copies means $5,000. So why would Barnes & Noble put $5,000 for Dr. Michael, who is not confident on his own book?
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm trying to say, sir.
I appreciate the time that you spent with me. And it's just that I'm just not... You're right, I don't have the confidence on the basis of what I've seen so far. That the sales have been so poor despite everybody...
So you mean to say that taking a risk of $2,000 and maybe $2,500 for this book is not worth it?
I put more than that in preparing the book and everything else, and I just don't have...
Exactly what I'm trying to say. I mean, you made...
I don't have the confidence to believe that. I think if...
Sir,
if you really...
you have invested more than that in creating a book, and you're not investing half of that money in just marketing that book. That means the book is there. People know the book is published on Amazon, but people are not aware there's a new book over there. So how would people buy it?
Well, I understand your point of view, but I just don't have the confidence
mm-hmm.
that I would make the money back or even close to it. I feel that if somebody really believes, again, this is my fantasy, if somebody really, and thank you for spending the time with me, if somebody really believes that the book can make a profit, then they would take the book on contingency. And I understand why somebody doesn't want to do that, because they don't have the confidence that the book is going to make the money back. And I don't know. I think the book is good, but I don't have the confidence that the market's going to be there. All right. Well, thank you again so much for spending the time with me. I appreciate it.